Welcome to Watershed's October podcast. My name is Mark Cosgrove and I'm the head of programme here at Watershed. With the announced closure of the UK Film Council, there has been much outpourings about the state of the British film industry. Similarly, in the wider arts funding world, there is much discussion about value for money and indeed what taxpayers' money should be invested arts-wise. If indeed, as some people are arguing, taxpayers should actually pay for the arts. Against this backdrop, I am drawn back to this extraordinary fact. Of films released in the UK, less than 1% are from Africa. Now, some would say films, indeed any art form, like any other product, should live or die by the marketplace. The conclusion being that no one really wants to see African films, therefore why should they be screened? This seems an extraordinary position if we think it is valuable to understand different cultures. But also there is simply the astonishing fact that of the vastness that is the continent of Africa, very, very little of its film culture is known or seen in the UK. There are some small independent initiatives taking place across the UK, of which our own forthcoming festival, Africa Eye, is one. The team of Simon Bright and Ingrid Sinclair bring together a series of screenings and events that give a rare glimpse into selection of African film culture. The festival runs from Friday the 29th to Sunday the 31st of October. If you have a look at AfricaEye2010blogspot.com for more information. I was partly responsible for getting a preview screening of the documentary on Congolese musicians Benda Bilili, a wonderful film that I hope does for these guys what Buena Vista Social Club did for elderly Cuban musicians. The documentary opened the Cannes End strand of this year's Cannes Film Festival. Myself and Robin Gribich from Trinity Film Distribution sat and watched a screening of the film and were blown away by their story and music. A group of musicians, living pretty close to on the streets of Kinshasa, most of whom suffer from polio and get about in homemade wheelchairs, create music with the most infectious beat and energy. They form not only a musical haven, but a refuge for street kids, one of whom auditions and plays a mean single-stringed homemade instrument. A disused zoo is their meeting place. They subsequently recorded in a studio and the performance were picked up by Belgian and French music festivals and then toured Europe. The sight of these guys bringing their music to Europe and in particular a freezing cold Scandinavia is an exuberant, joyous experience. This global success for Benda Bilili continues and they headlined WOMAD this year, this time with purpose-built wheelchairs. The documentary opens the Africa Eye Festival. Closing it is another documentary, this time on the influential Nigerian musician Fela Kuti, who spread the Afrobeat sound and became a social and political icon. If African music can travel, Benda Bilili and Fela Kuti both demonstrate that. There is no reason why African films shouldn't, and I'm sure UK audiences, if they just knew what was available, would demand to see them. I hope you can come and experience some of them at the Africa Eye Festival and give us your feedback and support. That's all for this month.